Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Detweiler's here. Jerry's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top experts on financing and credit in the galaxy. She's been doing it now for many years, started right out of high school. She's the education director for NAV. We'll get her to tell us about that in just a little bit. She's our good friend Jerry Detweiler. Welcome back.
Good morning. That's the first time I've been compared in the whole galaxy.
Sure. Everybody knows that, Jerry. Everybody knows that about you. And that's Jerry with a G, by the way, folks. Hey, Jerry, one of the things that's been so interesting about this year has been the infusion of capital by the government through the Paycheck Protection Program, the Emergency Income Disaster Loan Program, EIDL, the PPP and the EIDL programs. It's been a real lifesaver for many, many, many businesses. I've talked to so many businesses who said if it hadn't been for that, and they're still in business right now, they're hanging in there. I had one guy the other day say, you know what? He said, I wouldn't have made it if it hadn't been for the PPP. I'd helped him a little bit, get him oriented, and he was thanking me for that. And he said, if I hadn't gotten that, he said, I wouldn't have made it. He said, now I'm kind of getting back to where I was before this thing. And it was just a bridge for him.
That's
what
awesome.
Do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree completely. And it's done a lot of good. Now, EIDL, of course, is still open. So someone who did not get the economic injury disaster loan can still check that out. And I'm still hearing from people who are talking about it. The grants are gone, but the loan is still open.
Right.
And then PPP is closed right now. And the next step, of course, is forgiveness. And that's starting to happen with some lenders. They're starting to open up the forgiveness portal. But there's even talk about a third round of PPP stimulus for businesses like maybe restaurants and bars and gyms,
vertical,
places
vertical
where it's
help.
Hard for people to come in. So there's talk of another round that they could go back and get a little bit more because some of those businesses just can't fully open yet due to the nature of the type of business they are.
I want to come now. The PPP is closed, and the interesting thing there, Jerry, is around $100 billion of that was never used. I'm surprised, and it really bothered me that I actually know some people who needed the money and they just chose not to. I had one person tell me recently that their accountant told them not to fool with it. I said, "Are you kidding me? I don't understand." But anyway, they wind up not spending as much as they appropriated. But that's done. That's in the bag, as you say. Now we got to deal with reconciling it. But the EIDL loans, the EIDL loans, the grant, $1,000 per employee, that's over, as you say. But the money, you can still borrow money from the EIDL loan. Tell us about those terms.
Yes, so it's a 30-year loan at 3.75%. So it's not onerous terms. There will be collateral for loans above $25,000, and that what the SBA will do is file a UCC filing, which is pretty common in small business financing, letting everyone know, hey, we have collateral from this borrower.
And by the way, that's what they also do with their regular SBA loans. If you get a business loan, they want it to be attached to something, the real estate. Go ahead.
Correct. And many types of small business financing file a UCC filing just saying, hey, if this borrower defaults, we have first dibs on the property that we've covered. So it's not a bad loan. And the confusing thing, I think, Jim, is when you apply, you don't actually say, here's how much you need. The SBA calculates your economic injury for you, and then they base a loan amount based on that, and they'll tell you how much you can get. And if it's not enough, you do have the option to go back and request more funding under that program.
So, folks, this is available now. So, Jerry, there was a time, I haven't been there lately, but there was a time on the SBA's website where if you just went to sba.gov, you didn't have any opportunity to miss it. It was right there in front of you. What about now?
Yes, it's pretty easy to find it. You just look for disaster relief, and then you look for the COVID disaster relief. So we have to remember that many business owners across the country are also being impacted by other disasters.
Yeah. There's a hurricane in Houston right now that are putting people out of business. They're going to go after a different pot of money, aren't they?
Yes, yes. And you can apply for EIDL and a physical disaster loan. And there's a couple of elements of disaster loans. One is the economic injury, and one is the physical impact to your business, you know, a roof blown off or a building destroyed by fire, et cetera. So even if you took EIDL, you can and should check out whether you can get another disaster loan to help you ride through that disaster. And unfortunately, it's just a horrific year for many business owners in various parts of the country. And this relief is meant to try to help them survive it and then get back in business.
This is no pun intended, but this is really a perfect storm year between the pandemic, the hurricanes hitting the Gulf, the fires out west, the riots taking businesses down, burning their businesses down. I mean, I'll tell you what, Jerry, I've been around a long time, and I've never seen anything like this before. Have you?
No, well, I have not either, and it's a very, very rough year. So please, I encourage business owners to take advantage of any of these opportunities. And one thing I suggest, and I'm sure you're probably the same, Jim, is to connect with your local, you know, SBA resources, whether that's your Small Business Development Center or SCORE office or the Veterans Business Center. They all are in tune with what's going on with these programs, and they can help you, and it's free. It's free help. So do not overlook that. If you just go to sba.gov/tools, you will see a place there. You could connect with your local resources. And I'm telling you, these folks are on top of it. They're working day and night to help small business owners, and they will help you for free.
It's quite possible the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, which is free help, and SCORE, which is volunteer help for free, maybe they may be together in the same building, in the same offices.
Yep.
And so it's a one-stop shop kind of thing that you can do. And folks, avail yourself. And I'll tell you, Jerry, there's no other country in America that has this kind of a safety net on many levels than America. When I talk to people in other countries, those other countries did not step up and help their small business owners like America did this year. This is pretty impressive. What do you think?
Yeah. Take advantage of those resources, because they can, like you said, they can make the difference between surviving and being in business next year. Yep.
Thousands of small business owners have been saved by this. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Jerry Detwild. I want to talk a little bit more about that forgiveness thing, and then we'll talk about some other options that I know she's going to pull out of her kit bag. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.